Welcome to the World Spire. In our first chapter, our heroes were summoned to the hidden village of the Druid Circle of Crescent Valley and asked to journey to Lookout Peak. When they arrived, they met a man named Zeke who delivered a warning that the Arakocra, the ruling class of the World Spire, were planning an attack on the Druid Circle. But their meeting was interrupted by the Arakocran Assassin Prince. Zeke allowed the heroes to escape unnoticed by casting a spell that slowed their descent as they jumped from the mountain, but before they landed, they saw Zeke's lifeless body fall past them into the city streets below. Chapter 2, The Vertical City, Part 1.
Okay, we all ready to dive back into the World Spire?
I'm so nervous.
Take a dive, kind of like Zeke did.
Oh, what the fuck? I still haven't gotten over Zeke's situation. Is there potential that he's okay?
He did have an arrow in his brain, and he fell without the Featherfall spell all the way from Lookout Peak into the Ocean Roof City. So I'm going to say no, he's not okay.
Do you want to do a check on him?
Can I roll something? Yes, can I do a perception check? Can I heal him? Can I do my lay on hands? Can I touch him?
Well, not quite. Okay. But here, let me jump into the beginning of our second chapter now.
Yes, actual starting.
Tinsy finds herself floating in the air in a wide expanse where there seems to be just sort of a brown fog or mist everywhere around you. And as you're trying to recall, like, what just happened to you and where you are and what's going on, you look around and you notice that there are red and brown and orange leaves just floating in circles all around you. And you look down and you notice that the leaves are streaming slowly out of your chest and like surrounding you in the air. And you look into the distance and you see the World Spire and you see the Orgalad Mountains, except it's different. The Orgalads seem to be dead. There's just no life on them whatsoever. All the trees are gone. It's just barren completely. And from behind you, you hear a voice, and it says, "The Orgalads sought to protect those who fight in the name of life, and yet the World Spire is dying." And you turn around, and you see behind you, you can barely make out this winged figure, and it seems to be silhouetted against the sun, but like so it's very hard to make out. And you think that it might be an angel of some kind. You try to get a closer look at it, and you notice that it has these bright, shining eyes, and it's wearing the armor of the Order of Orgalad. And it continues, it says, "The Orgalads watched with love as the forces of nature ran their course, and yet the World Spire is dying." And you feel those shining eyes move and fix themselves directly on you, and you feel like they're piercing straight through you as he continues, "The Orgalads were complacent, and so it is that the World Spire is dying." And the angel begins to slowly drift towards you, their eyes still piercing through your soul. "You, who has lost so much, the mountains call to you. Swear to the Orgalads that you will find the evil that would dare to harm the World Spire."
"How do I know I can trust you?"
"Swear to the Orgalads."
Okay.
Wow, I love all this effort spent on the atmosphere.
Sorry.
this wordiness.
The angel seems to take that okay as an oath. And he continues to drift towards you and says, "Swear to the Orgelads that you shall answer their call by any means necessary, foregoing all worldly attachments."
Does that include, like, liking cute things? Like, can I still be attached to liking cute things?
Swear to the Orgelads.
Okay.
Swear to the Orgelads that you shall never suffer the enemies of the World Spire to live, and that you shall bear the consequences should you fail.
What kind of consequences?
Swear to the Orgelads!
Okay!
And as you say okay this third time, you hear an explosive roar from behind you, and you turn back to look at the World Spire, and you see that the eternal storm far above is suddenly expanding and growing and overtaking the spire, tearing it to pieces, and before long, it overtakes you. And you wake up with a start, and you find yourself in a jail cell. Zealous, you were also sleeping, but Tintsy's sudden awakening woke you up, and as you look around the jail cell, the events of the previous night slowly begin to come back to you. You recall how, as you landed on the ground from your jump off of Lookout Peak, you and your companions, and Zeke's body as well, landed in a large pile of dead leaves that you could have sworn weren't there moments before.
That's me, guys!
Is it your leaf innards?
It's my leaf innards. My leaf innards burst from my chestuses.
As you collected yourself, you looked around and you noticed that Tintsy and Feral were both unconscious, lying on the pile of leaves on either side of Zeke's body. And as you looked at Tintsy, you noticed that the emblem of the Order of Orgelad that was emblazoned on the chest of her armor and on her shield, the emblem, which is a birch tree, the emblem had lost its leaves.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
It didn't take long before the town guards had surrounded you, and with your companions being unconscious, you had no real means of fighting back because you were greatly outnumbered, and so your only choice was to surrender, and the three of you were taken away to the local jail, and you did not see what became of Zeke's body after that point. As you were lying awake in your jail cell, you heard the sad, mournful wail of the wind blowing through the bars of the cell window, and you recalled Windcaller's words about how she would communicate with the wind, and even though you couldn't understand it, you still listened to it carefully until you finally drifted off to sleep. And then, of course, the next morning you wake up with Tintsy just like, I don't know, how do you wake up, Tintsy?
Tintsy wakes up, what the hell? They didn't answer my questions at all! Maybe I go back to sleep. And I just kind of, Tintsy's just kind of puttering around and moving around the cell really loudly because she's upset.
So Feral hasn't woken up yet.
And Zeke's body's not there anymore. We don't know what
happened, you don't know where Zeke's body is.
Yeah, Tintsy's gonna go over, and Tintsy wants to squish Feral's, like, cheeks and try to wake him, like, Miss Feral! Wakey wakey!
She's still asleep.
Wakey wakey, lemon squeezy! And I slap her really hard in the face.
What the fuck?
She says this, but then she falls right back asleep. You're not awake yet.
I got it. And Zealous is awake, right?
Yeah, Zealous is awake.
Zealous, help me out here! Okay. You're gonna have to, like, translate for me? Means nothing to me.
Use your big girl words.
Zealous, help me out here. I need to wake her up. I don't remember.
No.
Good. Okay, fine. Miss Feral! And then I try to slap her again real hard.
Yeah, you slap her and suddenly she starts having a violent seizure.
Oh, good.
Well, shit.
I blame you.
Hey, you're having a seizure. You can't answer back.
So, fuck you, I blame you.
So Feral, meanwhile, in, I guess, your dreamer, you find that you're Sitting on your knees in this large subterranean dark room, and you have one hand extended and resting on the head of a colossal snake.
Oh, good.
And you're comforting it while it takes its last dying breaths.
Oh, no.
The snake's body is wrapped protectively around a huge, huge sword, which is pointed skyward, or I guess ceilingward, given that you're in like the subterranean chamber. But the sword's hilt is made of suspended water. The crossguard is made of earth and flowers, while the blade is made of swirling wind and storm with a faint flame at the tip.
That's so rad.
And you look upwards and you watch as the flame goes out. And the great snake is dead.
That's not so rad.
Yeah. And then you feel a slap as if somebody's trying to wake you up. And you say, oh, what the fuck? And, but then you slip back into sleep.
So close!
A snake is just like, fucking excuse me? But I'm sorry. Fucking excuse me.
The snake is dead. Poor snake can't say anything anymore.
He's just sleeping.
But as you drift back into sleep, the dream is completely different. You find, actually, now you're in the circle of Crescent Valley, but it seems to be completely abandoned. Or no, not abandoned. As you look around, in the distance on all sides, you can see silhouetted figures with shining eyes looking for you.
No, thank you.
And they're walking, and you begin running, and they spot you, and you run, and you keep running, and you look for anywhere that you can hide, and you notice a thorny bush, and there's a small hole near the base of it, and maybe you can slip through there, and you try to jump in, but it's too small, and the figures are closing in on you. And then suddenly, your body, you can feel it begin to shift and change, and suddenly you're able to fit through this hole, and you slide through, and on the other side, you find that you're in a small room, and one of the figures is standing there right in front of you, and instinctively, you lunge forward, ready to sink your teeth into its throat. But then you realize it's Tintsy.
What?
Tintsy and Zealous. After Feral started having her seizure, her eyes snapped open and started darting all over the place, and as they did, you noticed that her golden eyes, the pupils started narrowing and turning to slits, and her limbs began to fade into her body, and she transformed into a snake.
What? No, I don't want to be a were-snake. I don't want to be a were-snake.
Were-snake. Were-snake.
And right after this happens, she suddenly wakes up and like flies towards her throat, but then like this light of recognition enters her eyes, and she stops like within inches of you.
I lunge forward and hug her. Oh my god, you're so cute too! Oh my god!
I'm a snake? I'm like, am I like stage two or three of an Animorphs cover, or am I like straight up a snake right
now? You are a large constrictor snake.
Oh shit.
So yeah, I'm hugging her.
I could constrict you back, you know?
But you're so cute.
You're a great hugger now.
I think I would just be, like, looking at her, eyes wide, like, what the fuck is happening? Just completely, like, flabbergasted, I think, a little bit. Like, usually I don't show any emotion on my face, well, as Zealous, so I think, like, I'd just be like, what the fuck?
Do I notice I'm a snake? I think I'd be freaking the fuck out right now. I'd probably be, like, wiggling around and just making weird, like, voices instead of screaming.
Tintsy just wants to, like, pat your head. Shh, it's okay. It's okay. You're cute. It's okay.
I'm just like, no!
Sweet little snake. Oh. It's okay. Oh. It's okay. Because you're cute.
Snake likes the singing.
Tintsy walks over and like sits next to Zealous with sweet little snake.
Now the snake is much bigger than Tintsy, okay, so well, Tintsy like has her arms wrapped around it, but most of the snake is just sort of dragging on the floor.
So yeah, Tintsy's just, because she's so buff, she drags as much as she can over. It's okay.
What the fuck is actually happening right now?
Oh, you can talk! Can you talk?
Can I talk?
No, you can hiss and make noises, but Tintsy, you do have experience talking to much smaller snakes. So I'm actually going to get you to roll. What am I going to get you to roll? I'm going to get you to roll.
Better fucking roll good.
Let's say I'll have you roll intelligence to see how well you can understand Feral's hissing noises.
D20?
Yeah, D20.
So let's see, Tinsy Feral! 15.
So you have you're going to be able to decently understand, maybe not perfectly, but you will be able to understand what Feral is trying to say in her snake body.
Nice!
I think what I'm saying right now is, I don't want to be a were-snake!
But you're so cute!
I just don't want. Why am I a snake?
Snake? Is that what you're saying? You're a snake? Yeah, I know you're a snake, silly!
You can understand me?
I heard under. Yes. Yes, I can!
Meanwhile, Zealous to you, this whole situation is just like this snake going like. And like and Tinsy sort of. It just sounds like Tinsy's imitating the snake back to it.
Is this like offensive to Zealous?
Well. Oh. Feral has never actually seen Zealous's face, because the two times that Zealous used her poison breath last time, she was facing away from Feral.
Do I sense a lizardy kinship?
I don't even know if you know that she's a lizard.
Snakes are not a lizard. Snakes are amphibian.
Snakes are friends.
Are they amphibian? Oh, no, I fucked up. No, I fucked up. Oh, God. Edit this out.
You messed up so bad.
Yeah, the reptiles. I fucked up. Tinsy is like, wants to talk. Can I talk to her some more?
Yeah, totally.
What happened to you?
I don't fucking know. I thought maybe you'd be able to answer me. Why am I a snake?
It's okay.
I don't want to be a snake.
It's okay.
Zealous, why am I a snake?
I don't think she understands you. It's okay. It's okay, though, because your best friend does.
It's supposed to be just a quick walk to the lookout and back, and now I'm a fucking snake.
It's okay. Maybe if you calm down and you just cuddle with me a little bit, everything's gonna be okay. Well, okay, you know, Zealous, we really need to figure this out. Can you, like, be a team player even if it's just to leave? Can you just for a moment stop shaking your head? That'd be great, buddy.
Do I understand what she's feeling? Do I know what she's feeling, like, the emotion, like...
I don't think you need to have any kind of proficiency to understand that if you wake up as a snake, that's not good.
I mean...
Yeah, I mean...
Zealous is like, mean, though. She don't care, so maybe she needs to actually roll to, like, perceive emotions.
No, I would say that, like, even you know, even though Feral is a snake, her distress is pretty obvious.
Okay, well, I think I'm just gonna go pat her on the head and just, like, pat. Yeah.
Why is everyone petting me just because I'm a snake?
Yeah, so Zealous, like, pats her head, like, really awkwardly. Like, she has, like, no idea how to comfort. She's just sort of, like...
No, my heat sensors. No, those are...
Okay, guys. Okay, we'll figure this snake thing out. But we gotta figure out how to get out of here first, okay? Can you do that for me?
Okay.
And as if in answer to that, you do hear a door, like, a little bit down the hall from the cell. And a man... walks in, sort of cockily swinging this key ring around his finger, and he says, "Hello, ladies. My name is Deputy Lear," and then he sort of, like, looks into the cell, and he looks confused, and he looks down at his notepad, and he says, like, "A freaking Binkley needs to learn how to take reports properly. He said that there were three ladies in here, and that didn't say anything about a snake. Where's the third one?" Anyway, my name is Deputy Lear, and,
Is that your actual voice? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, what's wrong with my voice?
Do you hear that voice too? Is it just me? Like, it's just that really cringy voice? Like, you kind of want to just, like, punch someone in the face?
I could punch him.
Zealous, do you hear that?
I have a question, though.
What's up?
Am I close enough to reach him? Like, could I, like, how close is he to the bars? Is he close enough that I could grab him if I wanted to?
Not close enough to reach with your hand. Sorry.
Okay. But, so what's your name again?
Yeah, I'm Deputy Lear.
Lear?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Are you our new friend?
Well, I think we can come to some sort of arrangement. Yes, I have a proposition for
the
you,
snake
ladies.
Just starts vomiting all over. We're making I don't know what sound the snake makes when a snake vomits.
I think that once you get out of here, you should probably take your snake there to some sort of animal hospital or something, if you could find such a thing.
Oh, thanks for worrying about this. You're real nice.
Yeah, no, I like to call myself a nice guy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we should go out for dinner sometime. Well, but, you know, it's really hard when we're in a cell here.
Yeah, well, perhaps, m'lady, after you're out, we can do this.
Well, how are we going to get out of here?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
The snake starts seizing.
Well, I have a proposition for you. So, you ladies are heroes of sorts, aren't you? You took down a member of the Talons of Deep Sky.
What you talking about?
Oh, you don't have to be modest. And he reaches into his lapel and he pulls out this necklace. And it's got like a little pendant on the end. And it's the crystal, like, bird's talon. And he says, "We found this on the body of the victim, so we know he's one of the members of the Talons."
I can't see that. Can you come closer?
He holds it closer, but he doesn't step closer. He says, "Now, you three deserve to be rewarded handsomely, but at the moment..."
Well, aren't you a little handsome?
Well.
Jesus Christ.
But at the moment, I see that you're stuck in my cell, and what I'm thinking is that I could maybe offer you your freedom in exchange for allowing me to take credit for taking down the Talon.
Why would you want credit?
How about we compromise?
What's your proposition?
How about we work together? What? You know, it's really hard talking, you know, between bars. Why don't we talk a little closer?
I think I'm happy with this current arrangement.
Okay, pause for a sec. Does he have anything like a key ring on his body?
Oh, he's like swinging the key ring around his finger.
Has he stopped doing that?
Well, he's holding it. Actually, he's hung it on a hook on the wall behind him at this point while he was talking to you.
Is my tail skinny enough that I can get it out and maybe grab the keys?
Not without him seeing you, and he does have a sword. Though, actually, the bars are thin enough, are, like, wide enough apart that, like, you probably, if you put some effort into it, could squeeze between them.
Can I cast Minor Illusion?
Sure.
Because if I cast Minor Illusion, maybe I can distract him. Oh, can I cast Minor Illusion closer to the bar of, like feral, but, like, super scandalous and good-looking? No, not that you're not good-looking, but, like, can I cast it so, like, you kind of come up here,
like... Can I make a feral,
like,
but, like, actually good-looking?
But, like, there's supposed to be three girls. He doesn't see three girls yet. So if I do Minor Illusion of feral and, like, imitate her voice and be like, "Oh, who do we got here?" And, like, super flirty.
Now, with Minor Illusion, it would be difficult to do, like, an intelligent-looking illusion. Yeah, like, if... Like, you'd be able to do an object or a sound. It would be difficult to, A, have something animated, and B, have it make noise at the same time.
What's his name again? Lear?
Yeah.
Oh, because he's creepy. I want to do a Minor Illusion of sound then.
Okay.
I'm going to do one where I want someone to call his name, like just a random general person's voice, call down... is it Captain? No, what's his name? It's
Deputy Lear.
Deputy Lear. I don't know, I'm having such a hard time with Lear. I want to be like, "Hey, Deputy Lear, what's happening down there?" No, wait, hold on, what should I say?
Can you make, like, a really attractive lady?
Oh, yeah.
Like, can you call to him?
Wait, am I supposed to voice this? Because I undo the illusion, aren't I?
Oh, that's true.
God, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think making an attractive lady was what she was proposing when she said she wanted to make an image of you.
Specifically attractive. Okay.
Real fucking smooth.
Okay, I was going to be like, "Hey, Deputy Lear, there's a female elf up here asking for you from, like, where he had just entered from. Can I do that?"
Yeah, he sort of, like, turns around. He's like, "Whose voice is that even?" But he, like,
do it.
But he does turn to you and he says, I'll be back in a moment, ladies." And he begins to walk out.
Can she do fast enough?
Do I have to roll for something?
What are you going to try and do at this point now that he's out of the room?
Oh, God. How long am I? And, like, what's my speed and all this? We need to consider these logistics.
Okay, wait, do we have our armor and stuff with us?
Most of your gear has been taken off of you. As for your speed actually just happens to be the same as it was before, just by coincidence. And then your intelligence, wisdom, and charisma, I believe, stay the same, but your strength, dexterity, and constitution are now that of the constrictor snake.
Which is what?
So I'll give you the modifiers for that. So strength, you're going to have plus two, dexterity, plus two, and constitution, plus one.
Legit, I could not seduce him, nor convince him of anything. I tried so hard to bring him closer to the bars for you, Steelus, but he refused.
You tried so hard.
I did.
Well, so far.
In the end, it doesn't even matter. Yeah. Wait, if it's big enough for a tail, is it big enough for a tiny little tinsy?
I'd say that it's too small for a gnome, yeah.
I drew a little snake over my new set.
Oh, I love it! That's amazing!
Okay, alright, fuck it. I guess I'll just try to squeeze between the bars and grab it then. Like, I'll try to squeeze between the bars and then raise myself up. And then just grab it with my mouth, maybe?
Before he leaves?
So he's out of the room now, trying to look for this thing. And you just sort of hear him, like shouting at underling or whoever's beneath him in the chain of command, because he's just like, I heard there was a lady out here, what's going on?
He's just fucking dying laughter. He's like, I don't care if we get out of this, this is hilarious.
Has he ever been touched by a woman before?
Have you heard that voice?
Feral, you are able to squeeze between the bars and grab the key, and you don't quite have the dexterity you would need to, like, actually turn the lock, but you are able to bring the key back.
I didn't have to roll or anything?
No, like, this, this is something you'd just be able to do. Like, this isn't something you could really fail at.
But I'm in a new body.
You're able to move in this body, surprisingly naturally.
Oh, no.
So are you going to give me the key, or are you going to give Zealous the key? Since clearly you do not have dexterity with your tail.
Who's closest? I'll give it to Zealous.
Okay.
Okay, so Zealous, you have the cell key now.
Well, I'll open the door then. I'll open the cell.
Yeah, okay, so the key works like a charm, the door swings open.
It works like a key, thank you very much.
Fair enough. So yeah, you're able to take off now if you choose, though the only obvious way out is the way that Deputy Lear went.
Can I do some little snake recon?
I mean, you're a big snake, though.
First off,
I'm sorry.
Don't you fucking call me fat.
No, second, I said big snake. What was it? Big snake energy? Yeah, big snake energy. Sup, big snake energy.
Can I cast a spell?
Oh,
that's right. I did forget to mention that, like, Tinsy and Zealous, though you had previously never had any access to magic before, or at least not much. Like, you had the gnomish minor illusion, but like, when you woke up today, you did feel a new magical energy in your body.
It's like the He-Man situation.
You have the power?
I have the power! Wait, sorry.
But yes, Zealous, you may cast a spell.
Okay, can I cast this Speak with Animals?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Now, the duration is just 10 minutes, and you're going to be traveling with her all day. So you might want to think about it strategically about when you cast this, but if you want to cast it now, that's totally fine.
How many times can I cast the spell throughout the game?
Let's see. How many spell slots do you have? You have 3 spell slots until whenever you next manage to sleep.
Okay, then never mind. I'll wait.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and do my little snake recon.
Okay.
So there are no hallways or any other exits or doors or anything like that?
No.
What about cracks in the brick?
The jail seems pretty small, and you suspect it might be a boat or floating on the water in some way, because the floor does seem to be, like, moving slightly.
Ew.
But no, you don't see any cracks or anything, which, if it is a boat, then it would be good that there aren't cracks. And most of the windows are pretty small and, like, barred, and, like, they don't really look very, very practical ways to escape.
Deputy Lear's still at the entrance, and that's the only way out.
As far as you know, like, the jail seems to be quite small. Like, from what you can see, there's only, like, 2 cells in this little hallway, and then a door that appears to lead out to sort of the front office area.
Can I take a look at the other cell?
It looks like there may have been somebody held here recently, but currently there's nobody there, and it looks like it was cleaned recently.
No, like, posters of sexy orcs with maybe holes behind them?
No, it looks like some stereotypical person started doing the thing where you start scratching the days into the wall, but they were only there for one day, so there's, like, a single scratch in the wall.
Like a misdemeanor offense.
It seems like you would guess that it's mostly, like, petty crime and that kind of thing that goes to this jail, because it is so small.
Okay.
Can we see our equipment?
Yes, actually, at the end of the hall, you weren't able to see it from the cell, but at the end of the hall, farthest from the door that Deputy Lear left through, you do see, like, your equipment stashed at the end there.
So
you guys can go grab that.
Okay. Let's go get our shit.
But quietly.
Oh, quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Can one of you guys get my shit?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, okay. Like, I can be quiet, right? Pitsy's quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. Got this.
Your armor actually does give you a disadvantage on stealth rolls, but...
You're not wearing your... Wait, no, she is wearing...
I'm not wearing anything.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No, Tinsy has clothes on.
It's a very important detail that we neglected to establish. By the way, we're naked. I'm naked. Where did my clothes go?
Well, yes, technically you're naked.
So your clothes kind of just melded into your body when you transformed. However, You're not really able to carry your equipment. Someone else is going to have to carry it for you.
Well, I mean, I can take it.
Yeah, you didn't have a whole lot of stuff, so... Like, if the other two sort of share the load, they can carry your equipment for you for
that. Yeah, I can do it. So, do we have to roll anything to grab our stuffs?
No, that's not something you can fail at.
Alright, guys, I have a quick question for you, okay? This is gonna matter. Do we want to kill Deputy Lear?
Yes.
I mean...
We want to kill him.
Objectively speaking, we shouldn't.
Oh. Well, I like Zealous's answer. I mean, look what he's doing. He tried to bribe us. Clearly he is not good. He's not a good person. And I don't want to deal with this shit. He would not listen to me, and I'm super cute.
I think you're getting a little loud.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Tinsy's calm. Tinsy's okay.
Actually, Deputy Lear does step back into the hall. He's like, sorry, ladies, about that. And then he's just, like, looking at you. Command.
Are we all just staring at them?
I cast command.
Oh, okay. Let me see what that does.
You speak a one-word command to a creature you can see within range. The target must succeed in a wisdom saving throw or follow the command on its next turn. The spell has no effect if the target is undead, if it doesn't understand your language, or if your command is directly harmful to it.
Alright, so what's the saving throw here?
Saving throw is a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom 12? Before I roll for him, what do you say?
Quiet!
Yeah, his lips just slam shut, and he just sort of, like, backs out of the room slowly.
I charge. I tackle him down to the ground. By his knees, because I'm tiny.
Okay, like, as soon as, like, he sees the first sign of aggression, he just, like, books it out of the jail.
Oh, come on!
You should have let me constrict him. I won't like it, but I'll do it.
Then you go do it!
Can I catch up with him?
You can,
Can I change my choice of words? Can I cast command again?
No.
He's not talking, that's for sure. But, like, he looks like, basically, as soon as he realized that the cards weren't stacked in his favor, he was just outie.
Are you sure I'm not fast enough?
I don't think you would be, because you got short little legs.
Are we sure we want to, like, run after him, or even, like, try and get him? Like, could we just, like, book it the other way and be gone?
He's literally, he's caught us leaving the fucking cell!
Yeah, they're gonna be, like, five.
You gotta stop him! Why are you questioning?
Should we just kill him?
I don't want to kill him. I
asked if we wanted to kill him. I just said we were going to kill him. But you can clearly see he's running. It doesn't matter if you're killing him or not. He's caught us leaving the cell.
We can't have the whole town knowing.
Okay, so you're all gonna...
We're all gonna chase him
down? Yeah, sure. Yeah, we're gonna do a good old-fashioned Scooby-Doo. We're all entering jail cells. He's coming out of other jail cells.
Yeah.
Bluegrass music is playing in the background.
Okay, so you run out of the... out of the hall and into the sort of main office, and like off to the side of the office there's just like this one sort of adolescent looking guard, and he's just sort of trying to like slowly slip under the desk and hope you don't notice him as you guys run by. And you run out of the jail, and there's enough people out and about already that, like, it's difficult to see where Lear went at this point. But I'll get you each to roll perception to see if you can spot him.
Okay.
It'll be a little harder for Feral because she's low to the ground.
Oh, well, am I rolling with disadvantage then?
Yeah.
Are you higher than me? Are you taller than me?
I rolled a 17 plus 1, 18.
I got a natural 20 on the second roll.
17 plus 1, so 18.
Alright, so it's going to be 15 plus 6, so 21.
Plus 6?
I have a plus 6 perception.
Oh, she's fucking smart, y'all.
Can I see?
I have the good seeing eyes.
Yeah, you're right, it's plus 6.
Bitch.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, you're all able to see him, like, pushing through the crowd, and he doesn't even look where he knows where he's going, sorry. He's just sort of, like, running in a blind panic.
Yeah, can we chase him?
If you wish to chase him through the crowd, you are able to.
Do I, with my amazing snake eyes, see anything else that I should be worried about?
You look around, and, like, the people who are on the street are pretty, like, spooked by what's just happened. Like, you know, the deputy just suddenly bursts out of the jail, and then, like, a moment later, this big intimidating, like, woman wearing, like, all leathers and stuff, and, like, this huge snake just burst out of the jail, and, like, and also this adorable gnome, but... so, like, people are, like, there's a lot of chaos, and people, like, milling about in all directions right now, and, like, trying to get away.
Okay, I'm gonna just charge forward, like, everyone move, I'm a snake! And I'm, like, running between their legs and shit.
Tinsy right wants to turn back around.
What?
Sorry?
I want to turn back around.
Into the jail?
I want to go back and find that young dude.
Alright, so...
But, I mean, we can finish off.
Yeah, so Feral is, like, weaving through people's legs, and they're, like, screaming and jumping out of the way, and she's like...
Move!
She's saying, like...
Snake coming through!
So they all just hear, like... and they're all like, oh my word!
Sorry, just move!
I think you talking probably scares people even more if you were just silent.
True.
Lear sees, like, the snake coming after him, and, like, he's, like, backed up against this wall, and he just sort of, like, faints.
Nice!
I think I was, like, raising up to try and intimidate him, and he just kind of flopped over, and now I'm just there, like, staring at him, like, with my mouth open and my tongue flopped out a little.
Oh yeah, Zealous, what are you doing in this situation?
I ran with her. Can I pick him up now that he's, like, fainted, to bring him with us wherever we're going to question him?
Ooh.
And possibly torture and kill? But mainly question?
Yeah, I'll allow that, sure.
Nice.
Yeah, so you pick him up.
Do I add that to inventory?
You do hear, like, people around being like, call the guards!
Oh god.
So, if you're going to try and question him in the jail, you don't got much time. But yeah, so before you get back with Deputy Lear, Tinsy has entered the jail and is looking for this adolescent guard who's hiding under his desk.
Yes, so I want to walk over.
Okay. So you just see this, like, huddling, like, high elf man, just, or, like, teenage, well, adolescent. He's probably not in his teen years. I imagine he's older. I don't remember how old they are when they become
elves.
Yeah.
Right.
but yeah, this, like, adolescent elf, like, trying not to be seen under his desk. And he just sort of, like, whimpers when you make eye contact with him.
Hey! Hey, it's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you, silly.
Don't hurt me.
No, it's okay. Shh. It's okay. My name's a little light bearer. I'm going to need you to come with me. Shh, it's okay. Just take my hand and come with me. Because if you question me anymore, there's going to be a lot of issues, and I don't want that. I want to be friends with you. So you need to come with me.
he's breaking out in a cold sweat, but he, like, shakily, like, takes your hand.
There you go. Okay, see, my friends are coming. You're going to come follow me, and we're going to go somewhere real safe. And you're going to tell me some really good stories, okay?
My mom just wanted me to get a summer job, though. My God, I really didn't need all this.
You know, sweetie, you're doing so good. You're doing so good. When you get back home to your mom, you can let her know that you listen to us, because if you don't, I really don't know if you're going to see your mom. So just come with me, okay? Okay, let's go.
All right, so he's following you, holding your hand, but, like, shaking real bad.
Do you want me to roll?
He's very intimidated, like, by default.
Nice. I want to meet you guys at the front of the entrance of the jail.
Okay, so Zelis and Pharaoh get back with Deputy Lear, you are here in the jailhouse. You can still hear the villagers outside, like, trying to summon the town guards.
So I walk up, like, hey guys, I made a friend, so we should probably skedaddle, and so we can actually question these guys, eh?
Can I look out the window or something for, like, abandoned buildings or something? Just to see if, like, there's a place that we could hide or take.
Alright, so the windows are much bigger here in the office area than they were in the cells. And you look out, and so you're seeing basically, like, the southern dock district, where you guys landed in town. The southern docks are basically this huge district that's a huge network of, like, boardwalks and docks and so on, floating on the water, floating houses, like some houseboats, that sort of thing. The major roads are, like, floating boardwalks that are, like, lined with cobblestone on the top. So you're looking for abandoned buildings. It's really hard to say whether or not anything would be abandoned right around you. You seem to be in a fairly busy part of town.
Mm.
So it doesn't look like you could easily slip into one of these other houses. And in this part of town, there's not much in the way of back alleys to hide in either, just because everything's floating.
I'm going to turn to the kid. So, did you want to go see your mom?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, well, let's go.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Come on.
All right. So you step out, and, you know, people are parting ways for you because they don't want anything to do with you. Oh, okay. So you're having him lead you
while holding his... my hand, or I'm holding his hand, anyways.
Okay.
Cute.
he leads you down this this one path away from the cobblestone paths, so away from the main roads. Actually, can I get anyone who is curious to look around at your surroundings, anyone to do another perception roll?
I'll do it.
Okay. I'm going to be too concentrated making sure that, like, I keep a hold of the kid.
Yeah. I got those good seeing eyes. Am I still rolling with disadvantage?
No, not this time.
Okay. 4, but 10.
10 is with... Yeah, yeah. Right. You do look around, and behind you, actually, as you look back towards the jail, and you're a good distance away at this point, but you do see a small procession of Arakokrin guards entering the jail.
No! Birds eat snakes! Don't want!
But those of you, so Tintsy and Feral, who have a little bit more knowledge of how the cities work, it's very weird that the Arakokrin guards would have been the ones to show up for something like this. Like, the normal town guards are all just, like, humans, sometimes, like, an elf or a half-elf, something like that. But if you see an Arakokrin guard, that almost always means that they work for the royal family. As people see them walking towards the jail, you do see some village people run up to them and start pointing in your direction.
Are you going to tell us that you see this? So we're not paying attention.
I can attempt to hiss it at you.
Yeah, the hiss means nothing to Zelis, but Tintsy, the alarm is raised for
I'm
you.
I'm going to say, bad news!
Sorry, just give me a moment! That was so cute! What do you mean, bad news?
I'm gonna point with my tail.
Well,
don't freak out.
Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Clément, your Dungeon Master on our adventure through the World Spire. Thank you so much for tuning into our second episode of From Our Tabletop to Yours. The response to our first episode has been way bigger than I ever expected, and I'm super blown away, so really, I'm super, super grateful, so thank you. And I'd especially like to give a shout out to Instagram user Salty Jellybeans for the amazing fan art of our player characters. All four of us were like absolutely overwhelmed by how awesome it is that you would do that for our show, and we're just really thrilled that you're enjoying our adventure, so really thanks. By the way, one thing that we have admittedly been skimping a little bit on this show is, like, the more deep diving into character stats and that kind of thing for people who are interested in that. But for those who are interested, it's worth noting that the players all jumped from level 1 to level 3 between chapters 1 and 2. If you're interested in more details on the game mechanics and stuff like that, what abilities were chosen by the players and so on, let us know through social media, and I'll try to start adding breakdowns of game mechanics stuff to these outro segments. Speaking of social media, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Our Tabletop. That handle is OurTableTop, and it would be amazing to hear about what you think of our episodes so far. And with that, I'm going to let you go for today, so thanks again, and the adventure continues next week, so I can't wait to see you then.